I'm here with you,
let
man.
Me look to the left. Oh, yeah, that's him.
I am.
That's him.
I am here.
It's real.
Don't try to oversell it now. You know, it's always undersell, overdeliver.
There you go.
That's what they say.
Boom. And when you got them sold, what do you do? Stop selling.
Okay. I didn't know that part. I didn't know that part, all right?
I learned that in the Wharton School of Business on the Kona.
Wharton Kona campus.
There you go.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I am outstanding.
Are you?
That coffee worked this morning.
Oh, did it?
Woo!
Good for you, man.
I've been there for a while. I feel good.
Were you? One of those, huh?
10 pounds lighter.
you love letting us know about that part
I'm
of your
happy.
Life. Yeah.
Got to put it in, get it out.
That's a door you love to open for us.
Like, no, you ask how I got to tell you.
I know. I know.
The qualifiers,
just,
you know.
I'm just saying, you enjoy letting us in on that part of your life.
Woo! Squeaky clean.
Well, good. I'm happy.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. Yeah. Nice shirt.
Yeah, I know. I'm wearing the Better Man shirt that you gave me. I got to tell you.
Fits, too.
What a great choice of shirt. These Nike dry fit shirts are like the most comfortable things in the world.
There you go.
Better man.
You look like a battleship over there with all that gray you wear.
Yeah, you know me.
USS
Black,
Giannotti.
Gray, something with a hood or a pouch to cover up the fat. I mean, all of these are conscious decisions that I make, you know?
Well, I got you.
Like, I can't just wear a normal shirt. That's impossible. It's got something to distract you from me growing into this giant man.
Better body.
You're right. Not quite. Not quite.
We're on the way.
Yeah, right. No.
Who gets a better offense?
Oh, my God. I mean, and I remember I was upset with Mike McCarthy when he did his whole deal about we're happy with the quarterback room.
Yeah.
And then I called him and whoever that other guy is on their roster a schmuck. I called Brett Hundley and their other quarterback a schmuck. And you said, no, give him a chance.
What's it, Joe Callahan?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Harry Callahan.
Callahan Auto or whatever.
So, they got Clint Eastwood playing quarterback.
So I was like, you know, I'll give him a shot. And, you know, he gets thrust into a game that only has 1 week to prepare. And then you think, okay, he's got a little bit more time now going into this Monday night game. And, you know, maybe he's going to be okay. And I also said, law of averages. One of these backups that we have seen, out of all these guys that have gotten opportunities for one reason or another, one of these guys has to be good. It just has to happen at some point. And I said, if it's going to happen, it'll happen in Green Bay. A guy who's behind Aaron Rodgers for a couple of years, someone who is working with these weapons that Aaron Rodgers has. It's the Packers. Good things always happen for the Packers. So I said, Brett Hundley's going to come out. He's going to have a great game. He's going to be a story. He's going to not be like a Deshaun Watson story, but he's going to be good enough to keep the Packers in the mix. No, it just did not happen last night. And I know that a lot of it comes down to play calling, and they weren't really giving him a huge opportunity to get the ball down the field. I think that's a part of it. But, I mean, do you trust Mike McCarthy in saying that maybe he's just not capable of that, and this is what the only way they thought their game plan could be? Because, I mean, most of the offense you were seeing was just like, don't screw up, don't screw up, don't screw up. And that's why you get the stat line that you get from Hundley, which is like no touchdowns, 200-something yards, no interceptions. So you have that, right?
Right.
But it's like,
it was a lot of dinking and dunking.
Yeah.
And you would hope coming off that bye week, as you just stated, that you'd have a little bit more confidence in what the young man can handle on the field. You'd open up that playbook much more. And then you'd allow this guy to move around, which he was moving around in the pocket. But it's just and while he's skilled, and I would say he's more of an athlete than Aaron Rodgers, the way Aaron Rodgers navigates the pocket is so much smoother. It's not as herky-jerky. And how do you put it? I mean, when Aaron Rodgers does it, it's fluid. And it doesn't look like he's out of sort. When someone else does it like Hundley did last night, you don't feel as confident. You get the feeling that something's about to happen, and it's not going to be positive for the Green Bay Packers. When it's Aaron Rodgers, and especially when he's facing your team, the team you love, you root for, you cheer for, you're thinking, oh, damn, here he goes again. And it's just that fluidity of his movement in the pocket, and the great ones have it, where, yeah, there's chaos all around them, but yet they're just navigating it, wading through it, and boom, then they strike.
Right, they feel it. I mean, it's just something that they probably can't even explain either. Yeah. It just comes with experience. It comes with talent. And there was a couple of people on Twitter last night that were screenshotting some of Hundley's in-the-pocket stuff. This is one right here that I saw. And it, you know, it shows Hundley where he could easily step up in the pocket. And instead, you know, he's too paranoid about the rush. He goes outside. He makes a horrible throw on the run. He just doesn't have it. You know, he doesn't have that game experience. Doesn't mean that he's going to be that bad for the rest of time. You know, I don't know. I mean, some people figure it out. Others don't. But this is now, once again, another football team in 2017 that I can't watch because their offense can't do anything. And people talk about why they stop watching the NFL. And I'm never going to be a guy who stops watching the NFL. I love it too much. I'm too invested with fantasy football. It's my job. I'm not going to stop watching. But of all these reasons, whether there's too much football on primetime, that the players are kneeling, and I'm not going to watch because of that. I'll tell you what my number one reason is. Bad offense. And we see it so much, whether it's Brock Osweiler or Drew Stanton or how horribly we've seen Jameis Winston play, whether he's hurt or not. I mean, all of these guys that we see in the NFL that are playing at the quarterback position, and unfortunately, Hundley last night was another one. And there's nothing more frustrating to me than watching an offense that I know for a fact has no shot. And that's what happened last night. They had no shot at all. They put up 17 points miraculously last night. I mean, it felt like they scored negative points by the time this thing was
over. Well, let's not put it all on the offense because their defense was taken to the woodshed by Matthew Stafford, who was phenomenal. 361, two touchdowns, 26 of 33.
Well, he needed that game.
This guy, the team needed this game. After five trips into the red zone a week ago versus the Steelers and no points to speak of, they went in the red zone and scored often in this ball game. Amir Abdullah, notwithstanding, fumbling the rock. So you're going to see probably his carries diminish somewhat because he can't hold on to the rock. And so Matthew Stafford looked the part. He looked like the highest paid player in the league last night. He was phenomenal, getting rid of the ball, putting it on the back shoulder, putting it in front, wherever he needed to place it, just outside the outstretched arms of defenders. That's how pro guys play. That's when you know you're at another level, when you can be draped all over a guy and yet a quarterback can fit it in there. Nothing like hearing that ball whiz by your ear and you're like, he really threw that? I thought I had this dude covered. That happens in the NFL.
Yeah, and I do think that the Packers offense has an impact on that defense because they're seeing more three and outs than they've ever seen before. Mm-hmm. I mean, so they're right back on the field, and it's like, oh, here we go again. And then eventually you've got a defense that starts to get fatigued, and you've got a quarterback who is pretty darn good in Stafford, and this was a game they needed. Now, they never win at Lambeau. This was a different set of circumstances without Aaron Rodgers, and now the Detroit Lions feel better about themselves and feel like maybe, I mean, they really, in all honesty, at this point, you want to go on roster alone and talent alone, the Lions should win the NFC North because of Matthew Stafford. Think about that division. You've got a guy in Trubisky who's 10 years old who they don't want to do anything in that offense. They don't give him an opportunity to do anything for them. It's just run, 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 and then roll out and run a play action, and then maybe you'll complete the pass. Like, that's what they're doing in Chicago. You've got Case Keenum, who's been acceptable as the Vikings quarterback, but really, I mean, in a game where it's like division on the line, third and 11, and Case Keenum's got the ball in his hands, you think anything special is going to happen there? No. I mean, but the Lions do have that. So I mean, they lost three in a row. They win this game. This really, with Aaron Rodgers out, should be more their division than it is the Minnesota Vikings. I think the Vikings have a better defense.
Thank you. I was going to say that. That's the one difference, the Vikings defense. But that Lions defense played pretty well last night. They covered up those wide receivers. And that being said, if you have Aaron Rodgers in there, that poses a more of a threat, puts a ton of more pressure on your defense than having a Hundley in the fold. So I like the Vikings as far as their defense. Case Keenum has proved to be more than serviceable and a little bit more athletic than Sam Bradford. That being said, you give the nod offensively to the Detroit Lions. Defensively, I'm giving it to the Vikings, and we'll see if they can do enough offensively to knock off the Lions. They lost the first one 14-7, and they play them again Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and the Lions, the two games they have before that Vikings game on Thanksgiving are the Browns and the Bears. So they should be
they'll
going.
Lose those.
They should be going into that 6-4 if they've got any balls. But let's see what the Vikings.
Okay.
I mean, seriously,
yeah,
come on.
Seriously, if you got any, your undercarriage is intact.
And the Vikings have much harder games. They're at DC. I'm gonna feel bad saying the Redskins now. I don't know why. Like all of a sudden that happened to me. Like I they're at Washington.
I know. I don't like saying it either, but I say it.
I know,
times
but I say it, and like now I say it, and I start to feel. I was totally like indifferent to it. Now, like when I say it, I feel bad. So anyway, so they're at the Washington Football Club, and you know what? Someone offered me tickets to a suite to that game. Can you believe that Vikings
in DC?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go. What is it?
It's Sunday at 1:00.
Go.
Yeah.
Can't go. No.
I know. I feel like bad about this though.
Why?
Well, because it's a really nice offer. I don't think I can go. You know, I mean, it's just too much. How am I going to get down there? It's just too logistically a mess.
You just get there and we got you covered.
Yeah.
One of those deals.
Right.
Take the train.
Take the train. But then I'm missing all the other action. You know what
true.
I'm saying? It's just. It's such a nice offer, though, and it'll probably be an awesome day.
That's a cool deal.
Yeah, I know. I know.
FedEx Field.
I've never been there either.
Yeah. It's an intimate environment.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Team 6-2.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really everything. It's kind of perfect, but it's just too far away. You know?
Okay.
It's like everything's a hassle.
I hear you.
That's all I think about. I don't want to have that mindset. You know?
Everything's a hassle?
Yeah, well,
that's
like,
how I am.
That's, I'm just like, everything's a hassle. Yeah. It's just a hassle.
I don't want to be hassled.
So
don't hassle me.
So anyway, and then they got the Rams at home after that, which should be a great game between those two teams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in theory, if the Vikings start to stumble a little bit, you could have Vikings-Lions on Thanksgiving in a pivotal NFC North matchup of who's going to win that division. So, and then you got to, I mean, the Vikings have a rough stretch here, man. I'm telling you. And then they got to go to Atlanta and then go to Carolina, who now has the number one defense in football.
Yep.
People sleeping on Carolina. I mean, I know the Cam hasn't been great, but
he's posterizing guys at the goal line.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
I know, it's inconsistent. I would agree with you, but the defense has been great all season long, and they've gotten their mojo back after a down year a season ago.
Yeah, someone's going to emerge here as really, really good. They have to. That isn't at the top of their division right now. I think it could be the Panthers. I mean, the Panthers, too, you got to remember, the best Cam ever was without Kelvin Benjamin. And I know that people are like, why would you trade the big wide receiver? Mm-hmm. I was more shocked by the Ajayi trade than I was a Benjamin trade because, I mean, Benjamin, yeah, he's a big target, and you think a great quarterback like Cam's going to need that big target, but he won an MVP without him.
Right.
He hasn't been the same. He hasn't been really anywhere near that level of play when Benjamin's been healthy.
So the Titanic rolls along.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it doesn't sink.
Now,
just keeps going.
What was your take on that? Did he make that mistake? Was that like facetiously?
No, I think he was just confused.
He doesn't know the Titanic?
Maybe he wanted to say this ship will continue to sail on, and Titanic was right there. And he said Titanic not knowing that it didn't sell on after that little hole was poked into.
Well,
it
I
by
thought
the
that I thought I gave him more credit than that.
Oh, okay.
I thought that it was a little bit of a troll job.
Ah,
that he was because everybody was saying that they were going down and it was over and he stung and they traded Benjamin and he was like, I guess the Titanic that everybody predicted was going to sink is going to keep rolling on.
Oh,
you know,
the Titanic still has to go.
Yeah, so
yeah, still has to go.
I gave
him
a little more credit for that.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
Damn, look what you've done to me.
Well, I could be wrong. He could be a total moron, and I just missed it, but I don't know. I felt like that's what it meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So
whatever it meant, it meant.
Yeah, the NFL, the quarterback situation, the NFC, there's a lot of disgusting stuff out there, and someone has to emerge as better than what we've seen.
Yeah, we're talking about the Panthers. How about the Saints? You know, they're kicking butt, 6 straight wins. Defense is playing much, much better. Offense is rolling like they have in years past, and the defense, even when they won the championship, wasn't a shutdown defense. They were opportunistic, and you're seeing that again with this defense. The young cats are growing up rather quickly and being coached up and developed pretty well. And so the Saints are quietly going about their business, but I think people are starting to take notice now. So
Panthers
will have to deal with them.
I've already, and I think the Saints are better. I mean, I've already put them in the category of I think they'll win that division. Now, yeah, I'm talking about some of these other teams that are below the division leaders that are in the wild card mix that someone else has got to emerge there. But I put the Eagles and the Saints. I mean, they're clearly right now, and the Rams. I mean, those three teams right there are legit. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Why did you go, ugh, to that?
Because you mentioned the Rams, and not only did they beat my Cowboys, but I was recalling that 3rd and 33.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just watching
just,
that.
I mean, and that was like, amazing, wasn't it?
Did that just happen?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't.
Was that the Prosecco, or I mean, did that happen?
That was the worst, the most embarrassing play of that game. But, I mean, yeah. Also, you had Sammy Watkins with nobody around him.
Oh, that one, yeah, and he catches the ball at his fingertips. And Robert Woods had just had, he's gotten into a little kerfuffle with Landon Collins, and yep. He comes back on the 3rd and 33 and schools them. The Giants didn't want to be there after the bye week.
The screen pass to Gurley, too.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody was around. I mean, it was just, he went right down to the 1 yard line.
Mm.
So
go Giants.
Yeah. Right. Rams, Saints, Eagles, Panthers. And who else? Is it going to be the Vikings or the Lions in that division?
I'm going to say the Vikings. I'm going with the Vikings, man.
Yeah, I told you, man. Teddy Bridgewater is going to come back in the greatest story, redemption story in the history of the NFL.
It's going to be like Willis Reed.
Yeah, he's going to be better than that. Because he's going to come out on crutches into the huddle.
Willis just limped. Yeah.
And then throw the crutches
and just
out.
Boom.
And then the water boy is going to come out, grab the crutches.
Yeah.
And then he's just going to put like the hand up in the air and point to all the fans.
I got this.
Going to lead him to a Super Bowl championship at home, no less.
At
It'll be a home game. Teddy Bridgewater at home for the
Super Bowl. What do they call that new
stadium? TD something,
yeah.
bank of something.
Tia Cref?
Bank,
TIA?
The big old bank stadium.
No, that's the college stadium. It's a TD, isn't
it? It's a bank. Bank of
the
Minnesota Bank.
U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank.
Oh,
told you.
Stadium.
Told you.
U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. U.S. Bank.
And the college is what, TIA Cref or something?
Okay. Capital One.
Yeah.
Yep. Told
so
you.
Teddy's going to make a deposit, and it's going to be a platinum Vince Lombardi trophy.
Right. No APR.
Yeah. There you go.
TCF Bank.
That's what I said.
Yeah. We already had that, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Mike. We're on to something else,
yeah.
Man.
What are you, crazy
making deposits,
in
man? Come on. No ATM fee for Teddy.
These deals for stadium naming rights usually go away, so there might be an opportunity for Relief Factor to jump in and name a stadium because things are going so well for them.
Especially if you want your players to be out of pain. Here's the truth. Many of you have simply had it. You struggled with pain long enough, and you want what I wanted. 100% drug-free answer to your pain. Brian Jones here, in case you didn't know it. Again, for my answer to pain, a professional career in football, yes, of course, I'm talking about Relief Factor, but the really big news is that anybody struggling with pain can lower or even eliminate your pain with this wonderful product. My problem was pain in my elbow when I first was introduced to Relief Factor and had no idea where that pain came from. And I knew this. I couldn't get rid of it. And then I started ingesting some Relief Factor and it's gone. And it has stayed gone. Maybe you'd like to play golf or tennis again without pain or take those nice long walks again. Or how about sleeping through the night again without pain? Neck, back, shoulder, hip, and knee pain can be simply awful. Here's what I suggest. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick start, a super value at just $19.95, so you can see if it can help you like it did me. ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Old couch feeling that I have when I sit back here. It's like the comfortable couch you can't achieve somewhere else. You know, it's just perfect. Like, oh, man, that feeling of like, I remember that. That's great.
Mm. Amy was just sitting there, and me yesterday, and Tiki before in between.
I'm not talking so much about the chair, because the chair here sucks, if you want to take it literal. But I'm just
My one-arm chair.
Yeah, I know. It's like the fugitive. I'm searching.
Exactly.
Wait, what was that laugh? What was that?
That was me.
Ooh, that's a witch? What is that?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
No, just having all
what
you guys around.
What movie did you get that from, man?
You know, it's having all you guys around what I'm talking about. Oh. You know, more figuratively.
He's in he's in the rocking chair.
He's in his natural habitat.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. He's back in the jungle. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes the Geo wanders to his right, but always comes back.
Regrettably. No, sorry. I didn't say that out loud. That was supposed to be
Bob Pump.
No.
Yeah, there's the door.
No. I just got done. I was a joke. I just got done saying how comfortable I am. Mm-hmm. It was good to be back.
I'm confused.
Sitting
now.
Here. Yeah. It makes two of us.
I have a confused zookeeper.
There was some story about the zookeeper like getting attacked by a tiger. I didn't read this morning. I got to find that.
Really?
You said that, yeah.
Like you forgot the tiger was in there again?
I don't know what, but it was like, I just said, I can't deal with this morning. I'm going through all like the sports stories. This zookeeper story pops
up.
I'm like,
tiger was being a tiger.
Yeah, right.
Leave
exactly.
the damn tiger alone. I hate when they put the animal down.
Yeah, I don't think that they did. I don't. Good. I hope not.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing ever.
It's just too early for this, though.
Yeah, it's too early. Yeah.
Tiger making a preemptive move. Yeah, know what's coming.
That tiger sounds frisky.
He finds the most unbelievable animal sounds. It is incredible.
Hey, man, did you invade that tiger's privacy to get that sound?
I did, yes.
What is this? Wait, is that a...
That's you when a woman walks through the newsroom.
Yeah, that's where we got that ambient sound from. Yeah. Like Jock Alone holding a Marantz one day.
Stop recording me.
What's up, Miss Biggie?
That's perfect. It really is.
I do not make noises like that.
Close.
When I'm in heat.
Close. All right, folks.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay, yeah, once. You don't want to get good to you. You never know what's going to come out of your mouth.
You got an update for us, man?
I do. So a trip to Lambeau Field is not usually where the Lions would get healthy, but without Aaron Rodgers, the Packers, not the Packers these days, and Matthew Stafford took advantage.
In the gun, three wide, shotgun snap. Stafford goes back, cocks his arm, throws a long pass down the near sideline. A diving, leaping catch and a touchdown! Detroit on the near sideline! What a grab by Marvin Jones!
Kevin Harlan on Westwood One, first of two connections between Stafford and Jones. It was an Amir Abdullah rushing score in between, the Lions cruising to a 30-17 win in Green Bay on Monday Night Football. Detroit had lost three straight. The Packers have now lost three straight, the last two, with Brett Hundley under center.
My only goal I care about is winning, so I didn't get that done. And, you know, got to go back, look at the film, see what I can do better first off, and go from there.
Does he have asthma or something?
Yeah,
what
I was
going to
say.
Heavy breathing.
Or he had something in his mouth. It was very weird. I thought I was the only one that heard that.
No.
Because usually I'm the only person who picks up on very odd things like that. But yeah, that was not good.
Hundley did throw for 245 yards last night. He was sacked three times, scored on a goal line keeper. His Packers reportedly very worried about the right knee injury right tackle Brian Bulaga suffered last night. The shoulder injury that Jameis Winston suffered in week 6 in Arizona will now keep him out of the lineup for a few weeks, but that's all head coach Dirk Cutter will tell us.
I don't want to say something I shouldn't say.
Cutter did admit that team doctors say there's no structural damage to the shoulder. Meanwhile, Bucks wideout Mike Evans suspended one game for steamrolling Saints defensive back Marshawn Lattimore Sunday. Ezekiel Elliott will practice this week while waiting on the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. That three-judge panel will rule on a preliminary injunction for Elliott's 6-game domestic violence suspension Thursday night or Friday. 9 pending free agents received $17.4 million qualifying offers from their teams yesterday. The list includes 3 Royals, first baseman Eric Hosmer, third baseman Mike Moustakas, and center fielder Lorenzo Cain. Players have until the 16th to accept. Teams would get draft pick compensation if these players sign elsewhere this offseason. Baseball begins handing out its yearly awards Monday with Rookies of the Year Aaron Judge, Boston's Andrew Benintendi, and Baltimore's Trey Mancini, the finalists in the AL. Cody Bellinger, Pirate Josh Bell, and Cardinal Paul DeJong in the NL. None of that matters because Judge and Bellinger should win unanimously. The universe, once again, pitting Mike's side piece against his main squeeze. This time, Bay got the win.
Now LeVert knocked it away from Booker. AC on the deck to deflect it ahead to Russell. Russell driving to the rim and lays it up and in. Two nets on the floor defensively to create that fast break.
I think I used Bay correctly. Chris Carino on Nets Radio. D'Angelo Russell scored 13 of his 23 in the fourth to get Brooklyn a 98-92 win in Phoenix. The Suns won their first meeting last week. The Warriors ground out a 97-80 decision over the Heat, and the Celtics stayed hot, barely 110-107 in Atlanta. That's 9 straight wins for Boston. Joel Embiid will not play tonight when the Sixers start a road trip in Utah. Philly blaming this one on load management, which apparently is the new term for he needs to rest, and on
load
ice.
Load management.
Yeah, like as in playing load, so they're managing it and got a doctor's note because of the NBA's stupid new rest rules.
Okay.
Yeah. And on ice
we
last night.
We already discussed load management at the beginning of the show.
Well, there's nowhere I can go that's going to work out with that. I mean, there's I got a lot of things floating through my head. But it's just not. I'm not going to do it. It's just too much. It's too graphic.
Yeah, don't go there.
What did I work one day here last week? That was it? Yeah, I guess so.
Was it just one?
Yeah, I think it was just Wednesday. I came in Wednesday and then had to go back. And then was back there yesterday. Yeah, it's been. This is only the second day in the last.
Yeah. When I was with you Friday for at least your last time.
Yeah, the last time. I saw you there.
Yeah. All right.
It's been a while.
Want me to show you where things are?
No.
Show you what's broke?
That's why I put on the Better Man t-shirt you gave me today to make sure that you knew that I still loved you.
Oh, but.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Don't make me wispy, though.
That's what it was about. I love this. The East Lansing police posted on their official Twitter account that if you get arrested in East Lansing, Michigan, not only are you going to be in jail, but they have posted around their precinct and around the jail Stranger Things 2 spoilers. Now, Stranger Things is probably something you've never seen because you
never
don't watch
heard of
anything.
No.
You really have never even heard of it?
What is Stranger Things 1? No.
You really don't even know.
No, when I saw that, I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, Stranger Things is arguably the most popular Netflix show of the last few years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just in
more so than House of Cards, which is no more. Thanks, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
creep.
Yeah, right. I think the last time I was here, we did Cosby stuff, so let's not go down that road.
Yeah.
Too. So anyway. It's unbelievable show. It's a sci-fi show. Stranger Things 1 was like a classic. It was just one of these things that took over pop culture. And then we had to wait a year plus for Stranger Things 2. And, you know, Netflix releases everything, right? And then, boom, it's there. And then people binge watch it. And then other people haven't watched the whole thing yet. And they don't want spoilers. So,
okay,
especially
right.
in a show like this.
Right.
This is like the worst thing you could spoil. So, I mean, that would deter me. More than just jail. Like if I was out there, I'd be like, you know what? This is important to me.
What?
I don't want to. I mean, think about that. It's salt on the wound, man. Like you spend a night in the drunk tank, and then all of a sudden, your best show is ruined for you on the wall. They got all
I've never heard you mention Stranger Things.
That's not true. We talk about it a lot. I talked about it last year, and I talk about it with Mike all the time. I just don't bring stuff up to you any longer. I guarantee that when I watched this last year.
Wait, go back to I just don't bring things up to you any longer.
I don't.
Why
the
not?
TV shows you never watch. I gave you 50 documentaries, 6 shows, 10 movies, a book, a porn, and a sandwich recommendation over the last year and a half.
Wait, now, see, now you're lying. The sandwich recommendation and the porn.
And not one of those things did you take me up on. So I said, you know what? Forget about it. And Stranger Thing, it was last summer. And I actually stumbled upon it very early before anybody even knew what it was. I just happened to, like, it popped up. And I was like, oh, new show. Let me watch it. And then it turned into this big thing.
All right, so this would deter you from having a meeting with the authorities and being
without a doubt.
And so, this is a little bit better than the what that police force up in Canada did, you know.
Oh, the Nickelback?
That's just wrong. That's wrong.
That's way worse than the spoiler, man.
That is mean. This is
you combine those two, that's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd rather spend 5 years in jail than one day of listening to Nickelback and having a show spoiled for me.
Look at this photograph.
Huh?
10 years.
10.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Your father's in the music business. He cuts for Nickelback, doesn't he?
No.
That means he advocates for them.
No.
He does. He does not.
No.
Yes,
well, I don't
does.
Know, but
well,
I'm sure
you.
His answer would be no.
Yeah, it'd be yes.
Well, get him on the get him on a phone.
Great song.
Run by a couple. We have some issues, some differences in music,
right.
And we'll have the man who
he's aficionado in the music world.
Yeah, right. He's Clive Davis, right?
Calling him this early will tick him off.
Don't call him this early. We just said at some point.
At some point, we'll get him on the horn. He'll be the judge of what's good, what's not good. We'll
play. Hey, hey.
I want to be a rock star.
Classic. One of the best songs ever, ever, ever.
We'll play him Creed.
One of the best videos ever.
We'll play him Nickelback. We'll see what he thinks.
Now, he was behind one of Gio's favorites, Kenny G, right?
Oh, that's well. You know what? Don't call him. Now I forgot about that. Let's scrap this idea. He likes Kenny G. His whole like meter of what's good or what's not, his barometer of good music is totally askew. Pete. You know what you're doing in there.
It's the best of, Pete.
Season 2, I
this is like... That'll get you in the mood.
It's like I'm either in a doctor's waiting office or hell when I hear this. Those are the two places that I think that I am.
And you just can't appreciate good jazz.
That's a punch in the gut right there. Are you kidding me? There's one guy who can. It's me. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk. Let's go. Anyway... I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but
okay.
Personally, I only thought that the second season of Stranger Things was okay. And it was on the track to be really bad. Really bad. But I think the last two episodes came in and saved it to just be okay. But in comparison...
What's it about?
It's like a sci-fi show.
Okay.
And
with kids.
Yeah, kids are heavily involved in the cast, yes. But it's set in the 80s. I think its appeal is it has like that 80s feel of like movies like E.T. and others. You know, I don't even know what Stand By Me is another.
It just came to me. Speaking of movies, you told me to watch Get Out. I saw half of it.
Oh, really? Only saw half of it?
Yeah.
Well, you've lived the other half.
Oh, I have? So I don't need to see it?
No.
I recorded it. Now, I want to go back and see the first half, but sometimes you get in the middle of a movie and you're like, I shouldn't watch it. I should wait till I see the beginning. But the middle of it was a trip.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I decided to just stay with it and watched it all.
Oh, that you saw the middle to the end. So you basically know the deal then.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's a crazy show. Yeah. That'd be a crazy movie. Yeah.
That was weird, man. I couldn't sleep after that. That's why I don't watch creepy movies. And I was out of Prosecco at the house.
Brian Jones for $200,000 going once, going twice.
Exactly.
Sold.
That was a trip, but the buddy was funny. The dude who was trying to find his buddy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
The TSA guy.
Oh, that guy's hilarious.
He was hilarious.
He's got to do more, that guy. There's no doubt about it. All right. Coming up next, LeBron James on Instagram posts something. People read into it. It's the story of all stories today in the NBA. It's just stupid, but we are going to try to decipher it ourselves. Coming up next.
Keep up with the latest on the show on Twitter at Gio and Jones.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
There really is nothing quite like this story when it comes to covering sports in 2017. Like, this is something that never existed 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even 2 years ago. It is headlines all over that LeBron James posted a meme on Instagram with the caption, mood. Like, that is right there. That sentence is more 2017 sports media than anything else.
Yeah.
So what is the... picture or the meme or the what, like, what is it? So it's the cartoon character Arthur's fist rolled up like he made a fist.
Angry
his
fist.
His hand is
like
angry.
I'm about to punch someone.
Yeah, that or like he just like clenched up like,
yeah.
And then he said mood. Now, this is something that's been used before. He's not the first person to use this. I've seen Chrissy Teigen use it because she thinks that her husband, John Legend, looks like Arthur, the cartoon character. So she's, you know, John's mood right now. And that's the thing. So the timing of this is what made people interested. Because it happened immediately after the game between the Celtics and the Hawks ended. And Kyrie Irving dropped 35 in that game. And the Hawks just beat the Cavs the night before. So maybe he's watching that. He's upset with that. He knows they just lost to the Hawks, who had like had a losing streak themselves. So now he's had it because the team stinks. So that's what people are drawing that conclusion. I mean, If LeBron isn't pissed off right now, then there's something wrong with him, right?
Yeah.
Like, he better be. I don't even care that it's early November. The way they have played,
yep.
And then you had a guy darting to Boston, and now he's doing everything he wanted to do in the first not quite month of the season. I mean, yeah, he better be annoyed because his team stinks, and then the guy who wanted to get out of there is thriving. So this isn't news that LeBron James is upset because we know how much of a competitor he is.
Right. Why are we making such a big deal about this? Well, his team is not playing well. They haven't gelled, and I think they will eventually. LeBron has seen this movie before. Dwayne Wade has seen this movie before. Both of them were down in Miami when LeBron decided to go there, and Chris Bosh joined them, and it took them a while to get used to each other, build that chemistry. The same thing will happen here with the Cavaliers. So as Bogus and I discussed yesterday, we won't be concerned with Cleveland until we get to February or March. And if they're still having issues, okay, we have a problem. But for him to somewhat admit with this Arthur meme that he's angry that this guy and his team has won 9 straight, and he just posted 30 on the Hawks, a team they lost to the night before, or whatever it was, their last game out, I have no problem with that. That's his feeling. That's his mood. Yeah, you'd be, if you've played with a guy for a long time, you've won a championship with a guy, and then he moves on, and he's having more success than you at the time, yeah, inside you probably are steaming a little bit.
Yeah, and I do think that the regular season in the NBA is in just as much trouble as it was prior to the new resting rules and the new schedule, because I just think that there's so many players and teams that cannot manufacture any sort of competitive desperation. Like, it's just not possible for them. Yeah, I mean, look at the Cavaliers last year. Like, they didn't even care that they weren't the one seed. They just let that happen. Like, okay, fine. Like, go be the one seed. We're just going to kind of hang out at the end of this regular season and get right. So, I mean, I thought maybe it's going to take like this much of a fall for the Cavaliers to play this poorly, to continue to lose and to be the team like people snap their losing streaks
right.
against, because that's what they are. I mean, the Hawks snapped their losing streak against the Cavaliers, you know, for him to get ticked off and want to play. But yeah, I mean, it's a long season, longer than it was before because it started even earlier
right.
this year.
Exactly. And now you have these days where you can give guys rest. And so you may not have everyone available on certain nights, so it may take a little longer for you to build that chemistry. But all the new faces on that team and on the bench, it's going to take a minute. So chill out. Just ball your fist up.
Yeah, right.
Like Arthur.
Yeah. I wish that the off-air conversation could have been on the air, because first I asked Mikey B, I'm like, what's the name of the cartoon character? And then Petey Meats jumps right in, and he's like Arthur. And then Brian goes to me, so are you familiar with this cartoon? And I said, no, not really. Like, I've seen the meme, but no. He goes, well, so it's Angry Arthur on what cartoon? And I go, Arthur. And he goes, oh, damn.
Excuse me? I hate you.
Goodbye, I don't like memes. I don't like, I just don't. I'm not into it, man.
There are
some funny, like, there's some funny stuff out there, but like 99% of it is not.
It's just we're done with the crying Jordan.
Yeah,
please.
That's been over. I hope that's over. I mean, jeez. Yeah. And then, I mean, the feeling when, the moment when, the time you realize, it's like we got to be able to do better than this stuff. The mood, this is my mood. It's got like the bubble's got to burst on some of this stuff. Like, and you're not on Instagram as much as I'm on Instagram.
I don't understand it.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
You do understand it.
I do not.
What don't you understand about it?
Yeah, I understand it when I try to send a picture of the skyline and send another picture. I wasn't trying to send. Yeah, that tells me I don't understand.
Well,
I don't know how you share stuff. It's more difficult there than it is, say, on Twitter.
Well, you're not really, you just want to retweet stuff and do things like that. Like, and that's not going to happen on Instagram.
You just look at everyone you're following. They post stuff and you just view it. That's it.
Yeah, you like it. You can comment on it. You post your own stuff. There's the little videos now, the Instagram stories.
But you can't share it with other folks. Say if you get something nice and you want to.
Yeah, you can share it. Yeah, of course you can.
How?
By hitting a button and sending it over.
It's we have a website?
Yeah.
Quit hanging your head, Mikey B. I'm not up on social media, man.
All right, so let's see here. All right, let me show you. So
a lot of people don't like me, okay? I'm just trying to figure out the Twitter first.
Here's a picture of Britney Spears and a little person, right?
Let me see here. The little person.
See, it's Britney. I follow Britney Spears. I had a Britney Spears crush when I was younger.
That is a little big person.
Yeah, it's an overweight little person, right?
No, overweight gnome.
So, like, let's say, no, it's a little person.
It's a gnome.
So I'm looking at this, and I'm like, oh, Brian's going to be into this, right? He's going to be into this. This is a picture he's in. All right, so look. So what I would do here, right?
All right.
Is I hit this button. See
the
that
little
thing?
Arrow.
You know what? I like to think it's like a paper airplane.
I was going to say next. Paper airplane.
All right,
okay.
So who do I want to send? It says send to, right?
Oh.
So send to B-R-I-A. And there we go. Jones and Famo.
All right.
There you are.
Oh, that's how you do it.
And I hit that and hit send. Now, that just goes in like a private message thing.
Ah.
So it's not like up there in the timeline, but now you got it.
Oh.
So if you check your thing, guess what's going to be in there?
Let me check my thing.
Britney Spears.
Oh, that quick. I see it. I got a thing.
And a little person.
Let me see. Let me check my thing. It said little red. Derps. Greg Giannotti sent a post.
Look at
There's a gnome. There it is with Britney.
You can't. I mean,
Nothing wrong with being a gnome.
I am trying.
Little people.
Really hard. Yeah. So, I mean.
Donnie always makes me smile and happy. Hashtag peace of me.
So anything else you need to know?
I think I got it.
You got it now.
That's
all right,
it.
Good.
So
it's just easy. So now just usable.
Just
you can see
it.
More horrible memes out there, like mood and the feeling when. And
okay.
This and the that.
The Kermit frog.
Oh, yeah. The sipping of the tea.
What's
frog.
What's up with Kermit?
You know, the I'm just minding my business. Is that what it is? Or just our, there's some other phrase. I don't know. People are probably yelling at their radios right now. Or it's none of my business. That's
why
what
are they
it
yelling?
Is.
Quit yelling.
It's right. It's none of my, but that's none
but
of
trying
my,
to
not
help
my
you.
Business. But that's none of my business. Or that's not my
that's
business.
That's what the Kermit Frog is?
Yeah, the sipping of the tea.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just people are just.
See, I can't decipher all that. I don't. How am I supposed to know that's what that means?
I mean, it's not that hard to figure out because we're not talking about, like, the world's geniuses getting together and making these things. You know, this isn't like, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson and, like, other Nobel Prize winners getting together and making these memes. So it's pretty much easy to figure out if you just put a little of the time into it.
Well, I'm not putting the time into it. How about that?
No, don't. That's what I'm trying.
That's
you know
what you're here for.
It's coming back to the point where I'm like, you know what? You don't need any of that in your life.
Right.
You don't need it.
I don't need Kermit.
We really don't.
Better mine. That's what I need right there.
Yeah. I'd like to just punt my phone some days, man.
Punt it? Want me to help you?
No.
Why? What do you mean? Don't let it control you.
It doesn't control me, but I am on it too much. And I've said this. I've talked about this before.
I know.
It's just too like Sundays now. So it's just all phone all the time because of fantasy football. I got to do something else. I just have to. Like I just can't stare at my phone.
Both almost this morning. I got in the car, was about to head out of the garage, and like, wait, I don't have any phones.
You got two everything, man. Two phones, two agents.
I got two phones. Yeah, one phone is black and one is Jewish, just like my agents. And I left both at work yesterday. See, I'm trying to get rid of mine.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for reminding me, Mike.
All right, coming up next, Teyon Sanders is not messing around.
No, he's not.
Very, very sensitive. It's Gio and Jones. Come right back on CBS Sports Radio.